You're listening to Speak Up Arkansas with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. We are joined by Bruno Schauer, Senior Policy Analyst at Arkansas Advocates. Thanks for joining us, Bruno.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So Arkansas Advocates recently released a new brief on the Earned Income Tax Credit. What were some of the key points outlined in that report?
So basically the Earned Income Tax Credit is a common sense tax break for working families. The brief found that there's about 300,000 Arkansans that claim the Earned Income Tax Credit every year. So that means that 300,000 Arkansans and their families can afford things like to pay rent on time, to pay their utility bills on time. And we found that really those sorts of things have a big impact later on in life in terms of health and education outcomes. And so the brief goes over some of the research and shows how it would help, you know, the average Arkansan.
So how do you get an earned income tax credit?
So you have to be working to get an earned income tax credit, and it only applies at certain levels of income. So basically, at very low wages, for every dollar you earn, you get another dollar in the earned income tax credit. But as your income goes up, it sort of tapers off until you get into more affluent levels, and then you don't get it at all.
So what are the kinds of jobs that people who get the earned income tax credit do?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's probably a perception for people that even are aware of the EITC that it only goes to, you know, maybe retail workers or fast food employees. But a lot of people who get the earned income tax credit, remember, it helps families that have, you know, upwards of $50,000 in yearly income. So that's a lot of, you know, middle management, people in construction is an industry that has a lot of EITC recipients. People who work in education or in the healthcare field, it helps a pretty broad spectrum of society.
And one benefit outlined in the report for state versions of the Earned Income Tax Credit, and Arkansas does not have a state Earned Income Tax Credit. People in the state just have access to the federal one right now. But the report outlined the benefits of state earned income tax credits in the health of kids. Can you explain how that happens?
Actually, one of the main ways that the EITC supports kids' health is by supporting new and expecting moms. One of the most sort of cost-efficient ways that the EITC improves health is that it reduces the chances of having a low birth weight baby or a preterm baby. And, that has really big implications for longer term the child's health, making sure that they have a safe, healthy birth, and that sets them on the right path for the rest of their lives.
Is that just because moms have more money to spend on healthcare and transportation, I guess, to get to doctor's appointments? Or
well, yeah, and honestly, just the money for incidentals, I think a lot of it has to do with sort of the stress that not being able to pay bills on time and you know, the mental side of things. You know, it helps reduce stress and anxiety related to that, which I think is another way that it helps mothers.
And the federal Earned Income Tax Credit, you know, speaking of stress around income, it helps a lot of people escape poverty every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a longer-term argument, or you have to take a longer-term perspective. But one way to think about the EITC is that it sort of makes work pay, which makes it easier to hold on to your job if you're not worrying so much, or if when you do have, for instance, if your car breaks down, you can... The EITC might help you purchase another car or get transit in another way. It encourages work in that sense. It helps you maintain a job, and that helps your career prospects in the long term, right? So the longer that you're employed, the longer you build up a work history, the more likely you are to move up the economic ladder by seizing on work opportunities and that kind of thing. And then on the other end, it also improves educational outcomes for children, which, you know, some research shows that links up to career wages over their lifetime, and improves their long-term employment prospects, which makes sense if you think about it. it reduces health problems. You know, one of the time out of the classroom is really bad for children, especially young children. So if they're healthier, they're able to be in the classroom more, they're able to participate. You can kind of see the logic and how it might improve educational outcomes and how that might link up to career prospects, if that makes sense.
It does, and it sounds like the people who receive the earned income tax credit, I mean, I guess the amount that they receive could vary, but it sounds like they're figuring out ways to use it really wisely to help themselves and their families.
The brief that we did didn't go into the details of how, you know, these families, the exact ways that they spend it, but the vast majority of people are using this for one of the most common usages is to make sure that they're paid up on bills. So not their utility bills aren't all the way paid off, but, you know, a lot of lower income families are constantly behind. I mean, I've been there myself. So they use the earned income tax credit to make sure that, you know, they're at least current on their utilities, so they're not constantly facing a threat of them getting cut off. Mm-hmm. It's just for one instance of, you know, a wise way of using the money that maybe more affluent or more financially secure folks wouldn't, you know, think of as a way to use some extra income.
Mm-hmm. And the report also talks about the economic impact that earned income tax credits have in states.
And so the point that we try and make in the brief is that these EITC dollars, they're not just kind of disappearing into a hole. They're going into the pockets of working families, and working families are more likely to spend that money in their local communities, you know, in their local grocery store, paying for childcare for their kids. And that means, you know, there's a local multiplier effect in the sense that if you pay your grocer, then your grocer has money to go pay, you know, the baker, whatever, that stuff. But
candlestick maker.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. But so the other side of that is that it's kind of good for local governments as well. You know, in Arkansas, we raise a lot of money through the sales tax. And so if this earned income tax credit is going back into the local economy, and localities are getting sales taxes out of that. So it's good in both ways, sort of good for local business, but also good for local government.
So what impact do you think a state earned income tax credit would have in Arkansas, and how many people do you think would receive that credit?
Well, so it depends on how we design it, probably. But, you know, it would be the same as the federal. We would piggyback the state earned income tax credit on the federal one. So it would be around 300,000 Arkansans could claim it. Sort of one thing that we go over in the brief, though, actually, is that there are a lot of people. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but there are a lot of people that could qualify for the federal earned income tax credit but don't apply for it. And some research shows that when you implement a state level EITC, that kind of brings attention to the issue. And so more people that could already claim the federal version, they start claiming that once you pass the state level EITC. So that number might actually go up if we did pass the earned income tax credit.
Any final thoughts that you want to leave our listeners with about the earned income tax credit?
Well, just sort of one last note is that I talked about how it kind of offsets itself because you put it back into people's pockets and they spend it, and we kind of recoup some of that money in the form of a sales tax. But I just wanted to sort of point out that it's not a huge budget breaker, you know. Obviously, anything that has an impact on the budget is sort of could be a concern, but for a moderate earned income tax credit, we're talking about maybe a $40 million yearly cost, which is pretty moderate when you consider the upsides.
Well, thank you for joining us, Bruno, and we will be back next month talking about what's going on at the session. Thank you.